Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Wednesday, November 18th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, small businesses are bracing once again for restrictions as the state weathers another deadly coronavirus surge. Some tips on how to travel safely this holiday season, if you absolutely must. How the incoming administration could affect the 2020 census count. And a look at immigration policy during the Trump years, as well as what to expect from President-elect Joe Biden. With coronavirus infection rates and hospitalizations once again surging to dangerous level, small businesses are bracing for what could be another round of restrictions on occupancy and hours of operation. With more, here's Matt D'Angelantonio.
Yeah, Juan, we heard about this yesterday from Los Angeles County leaders. They said starting Friday, non-essential retail businesses like restaurants, bars, breweries, wineries are going to have to close from 10 at night until 6 o'clock in the morning. Businesses operating indoors will be limited to 25% capacity and outdoors to 50% capacity. Now, from the county standpoint, this is obviously an attempt to try and get a handle on the rising number of coronavirus cases in the county, which have doubled in just the last week. But for small businesses, the challenge is not only how to interpret these new rules, like, you know, for example, does a 10 p.m. curfew mean they're taking drinks from people at 10 o'clock, or are they just not taking any new tables? But, you know, there's also the challenge of the uncertainty caused by the rolling back and reinstatement of these regulations. We heard from one listener who is an owner of a brewery in Lomita, and he says he's only been open for about 6 months before the pandemic started. And just talked about the struggle of keeping up with all of these regulations and just making no money when they closed down tap rooms at the start of the pandemic, but still having to pay operating costs, and that he tried to pivot to outdoor seating, but that comes with its own costs, like paying for furniture, partnering with a food a truck or a caterer, a health inspection. And so he just listed a lot of these struggles and says, you know, he wishes the county would sort of make these regulations on a more case-by-case basis, instead of issuing these blanket regulations that don't give a lot of deference to the lengths that some businesses are going to make sure that they're in compliance.
The advice from public health officials is to stay home as we ride out this latest coronavirus surge. And unfortunately, that also means Thanksgiving next Thursday. LAist Lisa Brenner is here to talk about how to stay safe if you do have to travel for the holidays.
The travel advisory basically discourages all but essential travel, but if you decide to ignore that and go anyway, get tested before you go. And the strong recommendation is that if you travel out of state, you should quarantine for 14 days when you get home. If you're flying, the airport itself might be more of a risk than the actual plane. And if you're driving, go with people you already live with. Overall, the thinking is that the meal itself, assuming that you're going to gather indoors, might be riskier than actually getting there. Also, research the travel restrictions where you're going and the places you have to pass through to get there. And in the meantime, consider that not all bathrooms will be available during your journey. And to solve for that, there is a large empire of portable bathroom solutions you can buy online, search for things like personal urinal and camping toilet. And you're laughing now, but you will thank me later.
We turn our attention to the 2020 census, a topic we've been closely tracking. Collection might be done, but the new Biden administration could still impact the count. To explain, we go once again to Caroline Champlin.
That's right. The Biden administration could potentially oversee the results of the 2020 census. Normally, the population data would be released by the last day of the year. In that case, it would be given to President Trump while he's still in office. And we know that he wants to take undocumented people out of the numbers before they're used to divvy up seats in Congress, which would be a big blow to California's power in Congress and in the Electoral College. And that representation would largely be lost from LA. But with the delays caused by the coronavirus and all these ongoing lawsuits with the Trump administration, the census data could get released after Biden is inaugurated. In that case, the Biden administration could guide the Bureau's choices when it comes to including undocumented people. And from a tweet Biden released this summer, President-elect believes all U.S. citizens, all U.S. residents should be included in the count.
And finally, Another area the incoming Biden administration could overhaul is immigration. KPCC's Take Two is devoting an entire hour this Thursday to examine the Trump administration's impact on immigration policies and what President-elect Joe Biden could do going forward. With more, here's Leslie Beristein-Rojas.
So these past few weeks, I've been working closely with the producers at Take Two, and they've been putting together this hour-long special tomorrow called The Invisible Wall. Just like it sounds, it takes a look at all the administrative ways in which the Trump administration has chipped away at the legal immigration system. That's a system that we have long held up as the standard, right? I mean, how millions of people have traditionally entered this country for generations, whether it's to reunite with family, as students, as workers, as refugees, asylum seekers. The Trump administration has cut all of this back, not through Congress, but with executive actions, hundreds of them, that have little by little made it more difficult for people to come to this country, even if they followed all the rules. Take Two has worked very hard to put this together, and tomorrow they're going to explore this theme with local experts, local voices. So stay tuned. The Invisible Wall.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.